Most of us try to forget our awkward attempts to explore our burgeoning sexuality, but not Paul Feig. Not only does Feig remember these embarrassing moments, he wrote them down and published them as a memoir. The book is called Superstud, or How I Became a 24-Year-Old Virgin. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon spoke with Paul Feig about the trials and tribulations of exploring his sexuality as a teen.
Paul Feig and I have a lot in common. True, I haven't created a critically acclaimed Emmy Award-nominated TV series, but hey, I'm sure I'll get around to it one of these days. Looking back, it's safe to say that both Feig and I were geeks in high school. And of course, geeks don't have the most robust romantic lives. Heck, some would say geeks don't even have lives, period. But one thing we geeks definitely do have is angst. Both Feig and I have struggled with guilt over masturbation. When he was 12, Feig went on a Caribbean vacation with his parents. They were in their hotel room listening to the radio when the disc jockey said something that really struck a chord with Feig.
Besides, everyone knows that every time you masturbate, God takes one day off of your life. My head, like, all the blood drained out of my head. I was like, oh my God, everyone knows? Nobody told me. No, they didn't teach me that in Sunday school. I had no idea that that happened. And completely took that to heart and thought, this has to be true. And I kind of looked over and I saw my dad throw a look at my mom that, you know, probably meant he was, you know, saying, turn this superstitious crap off. But I took it as meaning, see, I told you a boy loses a day every time he masturbates. So it just sent me into this whole kind of math I was doing of like, wait, how many days had I lost, you know, and kind of adding things up of like, well, all right, so I probably lost 2 years already, okay, but well, my grandmother lived to be pretty old, so I'll probably live to be 90, you know, so okay, so I can probably lose 5 years because I'll be senile then anyway, and it'll be kind of like a public service to the world to sort of euthanize myself by masturbating too much. But then all of a sudden I was going like, wait a minute, what if I'm only supposed to live to like I'm 20? So like the next time I do it, I could drop dead. So it was just went, okay, I gotta stop totally. And then thus began the major battle of my entire adolescence and puberty.
I can't fight this feeling any longer, and yet I'm still afraid to let it flow.
REO Speedwagon, or REO as the cool kids call them. Paul Feig took his trophy date, Jill Hallstetter, the girl with the biggest assets in school, to an REO Speedwagon concert at Cobo Hall in Detroit Rock City. Feig and Jill were sitting way up in the rafters. Then three guys in their early 20s sat down directly behind them.
And they just chatter up the entire time. I mean, they're just all over her, and just nobody's paying attention to me whatsoever. And she's talking to them, and the drunk guy's making jokes, and he's like, hey, who's your little brother? And it's like, I'm not your little brother. And the concert starts, and like, oh, I'll figure it out. And well, at least the concert's on. They won't bother us anymore. But then all through the concert, the guy keeps leaning over, and he's talking to her, and he's got his hands cupped over her ear and telling her stories, and she's laughing. And it's like, what? I paid for these tickets. Why are you talking to this guy? It's going on, and finally she kind of stops talking to them and leans forward to listen to the song, and I think, okay, well, finally I got her back. And the drunk guy leans forward and just throws up all down the back of her chair, just a real stomach emptier, like he just won a hot dog eating contest or something. And it's like, oh no. And then like I panic, and then she turns around, she sees it, so I'm just completely frozen with fear and not knowing what to do. The handsome guy like goes, oh my God, and he like grabs the drunk guy. He's like, Spencer, you idiot, you're gonna sit down there. And he like grabs Jill by the arm. He goes, and you're coming up here into his seat, and like pulls her up over the row, and then sticks him down in the vomit covered chair next to me. So now I got this drunk guy who passes out of my shoulder. I'm sitting next to vomit. My date is up with the handsome guy behind me. It's like, what do I do? And I'm just through the whole concert, and I was just frozen, because like I'm supposed to probably fight the guy or something, but he actually did act more chivalrous than I did at that moment. He solved the problem where I was just blinded by inaction. So at the end of the concert, you know, I was like, well, is the date still going on or not? And she goes, hey, guess what? These guys invited us to a party. It's like, oh no, this doesn't sound good. Well, maybe she still thinks it's a date. And she goes, you know what? You should come because you can probably meet somebody. And it's like, oh God. So it was all over.
Paul Feig finally lost his virginity at the tender age of 24. No, I'm not going to tell you how it happened. Read the book. Now, this may come as a surprise to you that I think I've actually got you beat by a couple of years because I didn't lose my virginity till I was 26.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Where's your book? Come on.
Longtime virgin Paul Feig is the author of Superstud. He spoke with TT Book producer Doug Gordon.